WHDD presents Susan Says.
This has been a really ugly few weeks. Re-deranged Donnie, 45-ish, never my president. He's gone to depths one could never even imagine. He made a fool of himself about the hurricane and lied and doubled down. He shows no sympathy for the devastation in the Bahamas. Will he throw more papal towels, or is he still finding Alabama on a fake map? He is waffling on gun control after yet another massacre. He still punishes immigrants. And more than that, he ignores the economic wisdom of everyone in the field. We are nearing a recession. He reaches out and destroys even more the relationship with Israel and goes after American Jews. As someone who supports Israel, as an American Jew, note American first, this is beyond endurance. He says he's king of Israel and the chosen one. Well, evangelicals, he's what you chose. He certainly uses language to indicate that he understands what you're asking for, but he's never read a Bible. Oh, anyway, I want to give some hope. Actually, real, honest-to-God hope between Palestinians and Israelis. Some new friends I met in Canada told me about an organization their church has founded. It's modeled after Seeds of Peace. That's an organization that's been going on for a while. This one is called Hands of Peace, 14-year-old organization which brings to America kids from Palestine and Israel and American kids. They join in a living experiment. They share ideas and their lives. The church members house them, and they bond over their differences. For many, it's the first time they've actually met their enemy in person. They learn, they listen, they've made a film, they play music together, they engage in sports. Let me tell you a little bit more about them from the information he sent me. Their goals: exploring the conflict together, exposure to each other's narratives and faith, sharing of personal stories for greater understanding of their individual differences and common humanity. And then they plan individual and group projects that move dialogue into action. The U.S. alumni have monthly meetings, attend local lectures and events related to the conflict. They recruit new participants, outreach effects, arrange and conduct presentations to other organizations and congregations. Their statistics are impressive. 85 Palestinian, Israeli, and American teens participated in the summer program, and that increases about 15% every year. Applications have reached an all-time high. This is something we can all root for. This is what we need. Go to their website, please, Hands for Peace. Any little bit is cherished. I thank them for the hope they gave me.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.